Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Hi, Caitlin. I'm just disputing something with Sam's Club. I see where I've been charged on my Sam's Club card ending in 9684. It's a MasterCard. I'm being charged every month for $59.89. I have no idea what this is. What kind of company is this?
Let me pull it up for you. What's the zip code?
15239.
15239.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the last four of the card that's being charged?
It's 9684. It's a MasterCard, Sam's Club.
And your name one more time?
Okay, this is a Synchrony Bank card. So it's my last name is Riley, David.
Could it be under anyone else's name?
No. No, I'm the only one that uses the card.
Not for your card, because we're not your bank.
Well, how the hell would I get charged for this then? It's a
I'm saying for the charge, I was asking if the charge could be under anyone else's name, but like if anyone else in the home could have purchased something.
No, only if there's a fraud here somewhere, somebody hacked my card because it was stolen.
Let me try the phone number. Do you know how much the product was?
Yeah, it says here, and the guy from the fraud department at Sam's Club said, I've been being charged $59.89 since back in December. So every month from December, that's January, February, March, that's over, that's almost 200 some dollars.
That's true. The last name you said was Riley, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
564 Catskill Drive. That's Catskill Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15239.
Okay.
You see anything in there like that?
So it looks like you may have done like a chance to win offer for a Dyson vacuum that enrolled you into a meal planner called Bites Up. Like, you know, those offers to where you could pay like a dollar or two to sign up to receive a product. It was for a Dyson vacuum.
What's it called? A Dyson vacuum?
Yes. And then it signed you up for a meal planner called Bites Up.
What is it?
So the charge you received, the $59.89, was for the meal planner.
Meal plan?
Yes, a meal planner.
A meal planner. That's not. I have nothing to do with that, so I have no idea what this is.
Do you remember doing anything like a contest entry or a survey for the vacuum?
No, not at all.
Okay. Alright. Now, if it could be reduced to $20 a month, would you like to try it, or is it not something you would be interested in?
If I could do what?
If it could be reduced to the $20, would you like to try it?
No, ma'am. If it can be reduced to $20.
Yes, because it's a monthly subscription. Would you like to write down your cancellation number?
Yeah, you better give me my cancellation number, dear. Thank you so much. I don't want this at all. I don't know what this is.
Yes, sir. It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
458.
Okay.
498.
Okay.
And that is all.
What's that, dear?
That was all.
Okay, so C920-458-498.
Yes.
Okay, dear, what's your name?
My name is
Caitlin.
This
first name. Caitlin, that's a nice name. My daughter's name is Kayla.
Thank
so,
you.
Caitlin, do you have a number or something? Because I got to get all these charges off of my card somehow.
A phone number?
No. Oh. Just like a work number. Or not a work number, but sometimes an ID number.
No. My ID just has my name and hire date, I think. You don't have like a ID number.
All right, so just Caitlin, if you don't mind, I mean, because I got to get this, is almost $200 some I got to get off my account, unless you take it off now. Are you taking that off now, dear?
I can do the, hold on. And I can do the last one, but for the ones from January and December, I'm not sure if I can do those.
Okay, you can take one
now. The
of
last
them off
one in March, that one did not go through. It was declined. It will probably still show up, showing you that it was attempted. But the latest one that you actually received was in February.
Okay, so you're gonna cancel the one in February.
Yeah, that was February 28th. So that was the last day in February.
So you cancel that one. That's $59.89, right?
That is correct.
And then I'll talk to the fraud department then with Sam's Club, and they'll probably take the rest off because I don't know who did that.
We do have a fraud department here also. If you want to just
help me though,
if you're saying you didn't do it, then they definitely can assist you with the other charges.
Yeah, that'd be great, Caitlin. That way, at least if they can take care of it, then Sam's Club doesn't have to go into all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Can you send me over there, or do I got to call the number?
No, I'm doing it now.
Oh, that's good.
And then, all right, I have your information being transferred over now to the fire department so they can further assist you. I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day. You just hold one moment for the transfer.
All right, dear. Thank you. God bless. See you.
And you too.